In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Great, thank you both very much for that. Well, let me ask you a question. Who's looking forward to Wednesday? Why do you always look forward to Wednesdays? Why are you looking forward to this Wednesday? Something happening? What's going on? Christmas Day. It's Christmas Day this Wednesday. Don't forget, in case you weren't sure you'd forgotten. Wednesday, Christmas Day. And I wonder, what kind of... Are you hoping for something? Are you hoping for anything on Wednesday? You hoping for anything in particular? No one's hoping for anything on Wednesday, are they?
Yes.
Presents, gifts, and anybody wanna? And presents, gifts and presents. That would be good, wouldn't it? And does anybody want to share what you're hoping for? Maybe, Timmy, what you're hoping for on Wednesday? A new scooter. Wow, we look forward to seeing you racing up and down the high street on that. Caden? You're looking forward to a scooter.
And a new van.
You want a new van? Well, I'd lower your expectations a little bit. You're not having one of them. Well, you could have a scooter race. Timmy and Caden could have a scooter race. Anyone else? Siri, what are you hoping for Christmas? Elsa, see if she comes this Wednesday. Fantastic. We're hoping for things for Christmas, aren't we? We're hoping on Wednesday that we'll have some presents to open. And I wonder, when you think about your presents, what makes a perfect gift? Why are you looking forward to those things? You don't just ask for them for no reason. There's a reason we want them. What makes that perfect gift? Timmy? Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. We've gone deep quick. Fantastic. Yeah, because of what happens at the Nativity, that's the greatest gift of all. But maybe you want a scooter because you'll enjoy playing with it. Maybe some of us want Elsa because we enjoy watching the films. There's a reason that we look forward to having presents and want them because we enjoy playing them with them. We enjoy those things, don't we? And up on the screen behind me, you'll see the first gift that was ever given in this world was actually the world itself. God gave a gift when he made this world. And of all the things that we find in this world, all the presents we'll have this Christmas, all the food we might eat on Wednesday, all of these things were given to us by a God who made us with love and with kindness. So there's the world which was made. It's like God put a big bow on the top of it, a nice shiny bow, and he gave it to us, human beings, to enjoy and to make the most of. But you know, there was some first human beings. Do you know what they were called? Psalm 2? Adam and Eve. Fantastic. Adam and Eve. They were given... Adam and Eve. They were given a wonderful world. There was a snake that came, wasn't there? And the snake tempted them. Yeah. And because of what Adam and Eve did, they rejected God. They didn't listen to him. They didn't listen to what he said. And because of that, that's why we find the world the way it is now. They went their own way. They didn't listen. And that means that now you and me, all of us this morning, from the youngest to the oldest, we are separated from God. We don't have a relationship with God anymore. And that means that instead of wanting God to be first in our lives, we put other things first instead. We put presents, we put toys, we put clothes first instead of God. And Christmas presents are lovely. I'm looking forward to having some Christmas gifts this year, but they're not as important as God. They're not as important as us knowing the God who knows us and made us and loves us very, very much. Now, I want you to see if you can cast your mind back. Can you remember some presents that you had last Christmas or two Christmases ago or three Christmases ago and you don't, or four Christmases ago, and you don't play with them anymore. A Christmas in your past, right? That's what I'm going for. A Christmas in the past, and you had presents, and you loved them, and you enjoyed them, and you played with them so much, but you don't play with them anymore. Can you think of anything like that? Caden? When you were very young, yeah, we had presents like that, didn't we? Can we think of anything? Yeah. Barbie dolls. You used to play a lot with them. You don't play with them so much now. No, that's okay because you've got new toys to play with, isn't it? Yeah. Timmy.
I'm a car garage.
Yes. Oh yes. There's a car garage downstairs that we all enjoy playing with. Timmy used to have that and he played with it. But you had other toys to play with, Timmy, wasn't it? So you gave that to us very kindly. We had other things to play with. One more. Go on then, Caden. Say it again. Oh, right. Yeah, fantastic. So we used to have those toys. Here's one that I used to have. I used to have a Game Boy Color. When I was in year three, anyone in year three? You're in year three? When I was in year three, I had a Game Boy Color. You won't even know what that is, but I thought that was amazing. I played with it loads. Yeah, I used to play with it all the time, and I haven't played with it in a long, long time now. And there's another picture on the screen behind me of something I bet most of you played with at some point, and you probably don't even remember. A little baby Jim and mum or dad or whoever looked after you put you on the floor and you'd look up and you'd be playing with these things and you'd, believe me, you spend many hours under that when you were very, very little, but I doubt you lie under one of those these days, and rightly so. So, we have all of these gifts, don't we, that we used to have, but we don't play with them anymore, we don't enjoy them. And these lovely presents that we had, we can have them for a few years, they can last a while, and we enjoy them, but when you get older, you play with other toys. You play with new toys. And that's great. But you know, there's one gift that we're thinking about this morning. One gift that lasts forever. And it's the gift of you and I knowing God. That's right. Of knowing the God who made the whole universe. Who made you and made me. And God never leaves us. God doesn't let us down. God never fails us. Once we are trusting in the Lord, once we're trusting in Jesus, once we've got a relationship with him, he never lets us down. He never forgets about us. And you and I can know that for ourselves. And that's because of Jesus, the perfect gift. So I need you all to help me to remind us of what we were thinking about earlier. What was that verse that you all learned really well? That verse that you thought that you had remembered in Monday Club. It went like this, didn't it? Unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Let's all say that one together, grown-ups as well. Unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the wonderful message of Christmas is that Jesus, the child who was born, the son who was given as a gift, has come so that you and I can enjoy the gift of knowing the God who made us and knows us and loves us so much, not only for a little bit of time, but forever. And we're going to think a little bit more about that just in a moment or two. All right then. I'm going to need everyone's help at the front now. So if you're in primary school, do come down to the front. It'll be worth your while coming. We're going to have to make use of the whole seat this morning, which is great. Shuffle along, shuffle along. Good morning, good morning. Shuffle along. That's good, yeah. Shuffle along to the end. Or you can go in the seat behind if that's easier. Wherever there's a bit of space. Now then, at Christmas, we're celebrating the birth of who? Jesus. Let's say that all together after three. We're celebrating the birth of one, two, three. Jesus. Right, we're thinking about the birth of Jesus. That is who Christmas is all about. He is the perfect gift that you and I need most of all. Okay? Now, I need your help. I need you to all be very still because I need your help with this next part. I've got this. Does anyone know what this is?
Present.
A present?
A gift.
A gift? A Christmas present? What are you going to say, Ollie? Yeah?
A
gift. Now, does anyone know what's inside it? What's inside it? Maybe a toy. Anyone else? Do you know what's inside it?
Something nice.
Something nice? Well, I hope so, yeah.
A game?
Ali? Is it? Amelia, yeah?
A baby toy.
Do you know, we have two more guesses. Maybe a track. It could be.
The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus.
Wow, that would be good to get in a box. I don't think we could fit all of that in a box, but that's a great answer. And last one. Makeup. Oh, wow. Well, I take that as a compliment, I think. Now, it's actually a hard question, isn't it? Because how are you meant to know what's in here? There's wrapping paper all around it, isn't there? So how are you ever meant to see? Unless we open this... Oh, see. Last one. What do you think?
Chocolate.
You've been before. Now, unless we open... Well, it could be some cake. You come sit over here, buddy. Unless we open a present, we can never know what's inside it, can we? Unless we open a gift, we will never enjoy it as we were meant to. So I need, this is going to be hard, I know, but I need two helpers. Oh, I knew it was going to be hard. Oh, well, why do we do it like this? We'll go along and we can all pull a bit off and we'll all do it together. Sammy, do you want to pull a bit off? Right, there we are, lovely. Timmy, you pull a bit. Mikey, all right, there we are. You can tell you've been at practice at unwrapping lately. Well done. You pull a bit off, Ollie. You've had your turn. Well done, well done. Oh, and there's a little bit. Oh, well, I tell you what, we stretched that out, didn't we? That's good. Now, look, do you know what it is now? What?
A tin of cookies.
It's a box. Oh, a tin of cookies, that would be good. What is it? It's got some Christmas trees on it, but we still don't know what's inside it. We've taken the paper off, and that's good, but we still don't know what's inside it. So what have we got to do now?
Open the box.
If we don't open the box, we're never going to know what's inside, are we?
We can open the box.
We need to open the box. Marian, would you like to open the box? No, that's okay. How about if... I think it would be too difficult to get everyone's hand on the lid to take it off. So I think what we'll do is I'll open the box and you can all say together what's inside. How about that instead? Ready? One, two, three.
Chocolate coins.
Go and sit down. You can have one in a minute. Chocolate coins. You take that lid for me. You go and sit down with that lid for a minute. Chocolate coins. We've got some chocolate coins inside. Michael, you go and sit down for a minute, please. Now, We'll all have one in a minute, but listen to this. This is just like Christmas. This is just like the first gift of Christmas, Jesus. Because Jesus is available to all of us. But unless we trust in him, we will never ever enjoy the gift Jesus is. The gift of all of the peace and the joy and the hope and the love of Jesus. We'll never know that if we don't accept him, if we don't open it up for ourselves. Now I wonder, on Wednesday morning, where do you know, where are your presents normally? Where do you find your present? Under the tree. Under the tree? In your living room? Does anyone, on the fireplace? Has anybody got them in a stocking? No. Yeah, a little Christmas stocking. Now, if you leave your presents under the tree, or if you leave your presents and in your stocking, oh, well, lovely. If you were to do that and you left your gifts there, do you think you'd enjoy Christmas Day? If you left your presents under the tree and you left them in the stocking, would you enjoy Christmas Day? It wouldn't be so good, would it? Maybe we'd still have a nice lunch, but opening the presents is part of the day. If we leave our presents under the tree, we're not going to enjoy them. And, you know, to enjoy our presents, we've got to open them and tear off all the wrapping paper. Whether you're someone who does it crazy or you're very neat and you peel the sellotape off one at a time, presents are no good staying under the tree. And in the same way, we have to accept this gift of God of the first Christmas. And that means if we're going to do that, you and I, we've got to admit all the ways that we've not listened to God, all the ways we've failed him, all the ways we don't live the way... Micah, come back over here, buddy. Come sit by mommy. All the ways that you and I don't listen to God, and we don't listen to one another, all those ways that we don't trust God. We admit we've not done that, and we say, I'm going to believe in Jesus. I'm going to trust in him, and every day of our lives we're going to do that. Now, there's a verse in the Bible that's going to come up on the screen, and we're all going to say it together, because it summarizes so well what this first Christmas is all about. It says this, that God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Shall we say that all together if we're able to? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God loves us all. He loves you and me so much that he sent his Son. He gave his Son. He gave a gift. So that if we believe in him, and if we follow him, and if we trust him, you and I will have a relationship with God, and that will never, ever, ever end. So a question that all of us have got today, a question that all of us have got to answer is this. Have we accepted this perfect gift? Look, you've been very good long enough. So we'll start down this end. All you've got to do is just take one. It's easy as that. And seeing how we get on, oh, thank you very much, we might come back down the line. Just take one. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Sit down, buddy. You can have one. Thank you. There we are. Do you want to choose it yourself? Mommy, let's get the wrong one. And I think that there's probably enough for us to go back down the line. So you take another, you take two, you take two, Miriam. You take another one, and we're all coming back, guys. Don't worry. Sammy, you have another one. I was going to say you can decide amongst yourselves if you're going to eat them, but some of you, it's already gone. So there we are. Sorry, parents.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, that was easy, wasn't it, to accept that? All you had to do was put your hand in the box, take it out, and there's a couple spare for me later on as well. Fantastic. All we have to do is to enjoy the greatest gift of Christmas, is to accept it, is to say sorry to God, and to say thank you for that greatest gift of all. And so the question all of us have got this Christmas, that's that first Christmas, that's right, the manger of Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, the greatest gift ever given, and all that you and I have to do is to accept that gift, to believe in him, to follow Jesus. And that's a question for all of us, not only us down here at the front, but all of us here this morning, adults as well. Have we accepted this greatest gift? Have we trusted in Jesus? I would really love it if you all remember this Christmas the true meaning of it. So on Christmas morning, when you're opening your presents, don't forget what Christmas is all about. This greatest gift, accepting it for ourselves. When we're opening our presents, Christmas is all about Jesus. So when we're opening our presents on Christmas morning, don't forget that. Christmas is all about Jesus. Because it is a brilliant thing to have presents on Christmas morning and to open them with our friends and our family. That's brilliant. But the joy that we get from our presents, we thought about earlier, it doesn't last forever, but Jesus does. He lasts forever. And we've got to go back to school in a few weeks. You've just stopped and you think, oh no, but January will be here soon. We'll have to go back to school and our presents, we don't play with them so much. But God's perfect gift, Jesus, lasts forever. And so, before we sing our last song, we're going to pray because we're going to say thank you. Some of you said some lovely thank yous then as I was giving out those chocolates. And we're going to say thank you to God for the greatest gift of Christmas. And then we're going to sing another song. Okay, let's put our hands together and let's pray to God. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much for the first Christmas. Thank you for the greatest gift you've ever given to this world, the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he came. Even though we don't listen to you and we don't live as we should, we pray that you'd forgive us for those things and help us to follow Jesus and trust in him and to say thank you for his coming into this world. We pray that you give us a lovely Christmas time with our friends and our family so we spend time together as we have presents. Help us to be grateful. We thank you most of all for Jesus. Help us not to forget him over this Christmas season, that he is the reason we even celebrate Christmas at all. Help us to accept him and to believe in him for ourselves. This Christmas we pray in his name. Amen. Well, you've done really well there. Thank you so much. You can go back and sit down now with your whoever you've come with today. Oh, thank you very much. And then we're going. Oh, you take the coins you've got, you take them back with you. That's brilliant. And then we're going to stand up in a second and we're going to sing a last song. You're welcome. Please take a seat. It's been lovely to see you this morning. Thank you so much for coming. Just before you go, if you haven't been out the front this morning, that means you're a bit older. We've got this lovely gift for you to take away. It's called Special Delivery. It's all about gifts, what we've been thinking about this morning. And on the back it says, what is the best present you could hope to wake up to on Christmas Day? Well, if you want to find out more about that, these books are in the foyer on the shelf there. Please take one for a friend and enjoy that on our behalf. Completely free for you to take away. I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to pray for food. Please stay afterwards. We're having food downstairs together. We're going to join and eat. So I'm going to give thanks for that food as well. So once you get down there, you can take a plate and tuck in and enjoy. Let's pray to finish. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time together this morning, thinking about Jesus, the greatest gift, the indescribable gift, the best gift of all, who always will be with us forever, who will never fail or stop. We pray that we would know him for ourselves, from the youngest to the oldest, at this Christmas time, of that wonderful joy that has come to the world because the Lord Jesus has come. We pray that over this busyness of this time, we would not forget that, and we would enjoy and celebrate the wonders of his love. We do thank you for the food we'll enjoy downstairs together in a few moments. We pray that you would help us to enjoy it with thankfulness and gratefulness. And as we spend time together chatting with friends, Lord, that you draw near and do us good, that we'd enjoy your good gifts to us in so many ways. Thank you for this time together this morning. And we thank you most of all for Jesus, the one who has died on a cross for all the wrong things we've done, who's risen again from the dead, and was born at that first Christmas time. In his name we pray. Amen.